In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
Yeah, that was my rosary. And also, there's a guy there who's a huge sports fan, and he was like dying to talk to me about the divisional weekend of the NFL. And I was like, sir, can we talk about like the Book of Exodus or something?
Right,
anything but this. Anything but this, please. It's my day off. Can we not do this?
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
You don't even have to agree with who I like to at least acknowledge that there might be an opportunity for the prices to shift dramatically in the next 2 to 3 weeks. If you want to make it so you're heavy on Luka because you agree with me, great. You want to put zero on Luka because you think I'm nuts, great. We're not all going to keep the same portfolio here because I don't want that responsibility of managing that.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
The magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you on the BetQL Network. 1 hour away from the Power Hour featuring all our bets for tonight, NHL, college hoops, and the NBA. We're really excited to roll through that, give you a bunch of bets for tonight's games. We're going to give you a bet for a game starting at 6 p.m. in college basketball to end this hour. That is the Wake Forest Boston College game. 20 minutes from now. It's amazing that we've made it this long. We were saying off air without doing P squared, B squared for Championship Sunday. We will do it in its entirety. Full thoughts on both games coming up. Niners and Rams for the NFC. Chiefs and Bengals for the AFC. How we would bet side, totals, and teaser strategy potentially. We will unpack all of it before we bid you adieu and say au revoir, sayonara. What are some other ways to say goodbye in other languages? Ciao. Ciao's a good one. Adios.
Yeah.
It always makes me think of... sign for adios muchacho.
Gazpacho. I'm part Spanish. Or por favor, I'm part Spanish. Adios muchacho.
It's just absolutely epic. We will do all of that before we bid you adieu at 7 p.m. Eastern today, 2 hours from right now. But before we get to the rest of the show, we need to spend some time right now talking a little NBA, a little tennis, a little Australian Open as well. And to do that, we welcome in our good friend, Ken.
Noobs.
Alex Christensen is his name, but better known to you and yours as Noobs. @_Noobs, N-O-O-P-S, on Twitter. Brown Bag Bets does great stuff for our friends over at BetSports. Just an awesome 4 for 4, just an awesome dude and a great sports handicapper. And we welcome him to the show here. Noobs, what's going on? Happy Magnificent Football Monday, Nick and Ken on the BetQL Network. How's it going?
It really was possibly the greatest weekend of football ever. I know that the divisional round of the NFL is generally the best football weekend of the year, but that was truly spectacular. I'm doing great. I'm just trying to think of other ways to say goodbye. Maybe Avitor Singh was the one that was popping.
That's a good one.
I shouldn't sprinkle that in.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's absolutely a good one. Noobs, the thing we were just talking about last segment, it's funny.
Nightcrawler used to say that in X-Men. Like, that's how I learned that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Nick, big Marvel guy. You big Marvel guy, Noobs?
Off and on. I thought that the Avengers Endgame was pretty lame, but all the rest of them are cool.
I like the one that made the most money, that everyone liked the most, or like that everyone was like the most into. Well, that one stunk, but the other ones, you see these fringe projects? Those are pretty good. Before we got into Marvel, I was going to ask you about the NBA, because we just did this segment on MVP 10 minutes ago, and I was just making the argument, like, was everyone watching football and no one was paying attention to what was happening? Was still some of the MVP pricing that we're seeing. I just want to read you
the top five and MVP at our show sponsor Bet Rivers and get any reaction you have to this set of odds. Is there a bet worth making? Is this a market that's priced efficiently right now and you have no interest in betting? So the top five and MVP for the NBA right now at Bet Rivers, Giannis and Steph plus 250, Jokic and Embiid 5-1, Ja Morant 12-1. When you hear those prices, does that make you want to make a bet on anything?
It really doesn't, but at the end of the day, I think this has been one of the hardest seasons to kind of get your finger on who the MVP is. It was Steph Curry very early. We've seen Giannis kind of pop up late. You know, kudos to you guys for grabbing some Embiid here before the number moved. But, you know, as you look at those top five names, I think that is the five guys everyone's discussing. But I don't think anyone's really excited about anybody. So I would go a little further down the list. And I heard you guys talk about Luka. I'm looking at 50-1 right now. I think you have to bet something like that. I mean, there's so much time left in the season. We're not even at the All-Star break. And again, those top five names, they're all really good, but none of them have taken kind of a stranglehold of the lead here. So I would go a little bit further down the list. And the best number, in my opinion, is that Luka 50-1.
Noops, since the last time we spoke on the show, give us something that has caught your eye when it comes to betting on the National Basketball Association. Maybe it's a team, upward, downward, player upward, downward. Give us something here that we can use to apply and make some money tonight or this week betting the NBA.
The last couple of weeks, you know, we start to see a pickup of injuries again. These things seem to come in waves. You know, we had a big wave of COVID issues maybe a month ago, and now it seems like we're having a lot of roster turnover related to kind of nagging injuries that you pick up kind of during a long season. And I think it's been a really good opportunity to lay some big numbers. I generally am hesitant to back a team minus 10, minus 11, minus 12, but you start to look at some of these better teams, you know, a team like Phoenix, who's got some depth and is coming in, you know, with good focus every single night, has been covering big numbers. Teams like the Bucks have been blowing people out, even the Cavaliers from time to time. The Memphis Grizzlies have been really great. So I think more than any other season, I have been, you know, honestly hesitant to back big underdogs and find myself betting a lot of big favorites against some of these really depleted rosters.
Noobs, I want to ask you about one game specifically tonight, only because it involves a team that's had a lot of injuries, which you mentioned, a rash of injuries recently. And that's the Bulls, who play Oklahoma City tonight. They're a very – people are going to look at that board, especially if you haven't been paying attention to basketball the last couple of weeks, be like, wait. Like, the Bulls are 1.5 against the Thunder? Like, one and a half? I get the games in Oklahoma City. And obviously, Alex Caruso gets – you know, cheap-shotted by Grayson Allen, and now he's out forever. Lonzo Ball's going to be out like another 6 weeks probably. So the Bulls are really kind of struggling here, and they're a short favorite on the road. How are you kind of assessing, I guess, what we can kind of call the new-look Bulls? Like, how are you looking to bet them? Is this a team, is their defense going to fall apart because Ball and Caruso aren't there anymore? Are they going to go under? Are they going to change the style that they play? Do you think there's an opportunity here? Maybe it starts tonight, maybe it starts in the future. Is there an opportunity to make any money on Chicago Bulls games?
It really is one of the hardest teams to figure out, you know, not only given the roster turnover, but, you know, some of my kind of preconceived notions coming in. I knew that Alex Caruso and Lonzo Ball would help a lot on the defensive end, but I've been surprised that the Bulls have been a little bit more of a defensive team. Now, you know, tonight's game specifically, it's pretty rough. I mean, there's going to be Kobe White, Ayo Dosunmu, DeMar DeRozan, you know, Troy Brown Jr., and Tony Bradley if Vucevic can't make it. So it's just really hard to get yourself to back the Bulls. But you look at this number, they're still short favorites again, besides rolling out the MASH unit tonight against the Thunder team that, you know, has challenged some better teams here and there and has had some nice spots in the season. But I don't think that you can feel comfortable backing them. Overall, I think you just kind of continue to back the Bulls. Whoever's in, you know, Donovan's done a great job of kind of moving people around. They have enough depth. I mean, you know, AU coming off the bench, it's been a really nice surprise for them. So I continue to be Bulls or pass.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You better, you bet. BetQL Network, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, talking NBA. We will get to the Australian Open with our pal Alex Christensen, a.k.a. Noops, on Twitter, at underscore Noops. Noobs, I want to talk to you about the two of the marquee franchises in the NBA, the Celtics and the Lakers, with Jason Tatum dropping 50 and a Celtics win. And Ken and I have been thinking maybe the Celtics are going to start like stringing together some consistently good results here, not just a win here and then a loss, but start to play a lot better. And then, of course, there are their big rival out west, the Los Angeles Lakers, whose comeback attempt falls short over the weekend. And obviously a lot of like things swirling around the Los Angeles Lakers, as this seems to be commonplace this season, and probably since LeBron got there, right? So what about the Celtics and the Lakers right now before we turn our attention to some tennis?
Yeah, we'll start with the Celtics, and it sounds like the same conversation we've had about the Celtics for years. It's a really up-and-down team. They're really strong defensively when they're healthy. They've got a couple scorers in Brown and Tatum who are really creative and can do lots of interesting things, but it's a team that, for whatever reason, is unable to find any sort of rhythm night to night. I mean, at some point, this team should be kind of ripping through weeks of the season, going, you know, 3-1, going 6-1 in longer stretches like that. But I think that the true lack of a point guard on this team, you look, it's not Marcus Smart, it's not Dennis Schroeder, it's not Josh Richardson. There isn't, you know, really a ball handler who can take control of the offense, create a rhythm, and give some consistency night tonight for this team. But again, the defensive play from them has been really good. Having individual ISO scores is going to be big in the postseason. So I think they'll contend for a possible spot in the Eastern Conference Finals. But, you know, until the Celtics can find someone who can generate offense consistently, you know, without doing it with ISO possessions, it's going to be tough for them. The Lakers, on the other hand, you know, one of my favorite bets I made this offseason, I'm probably going to lose. I had Lakers to miss the playoffs at all sorts of goofy big numbers, but it seems like they've been able to keep things together. You know, as much as we made fun of their offseason, picking up some shooters and taking a shot on a guy like Malik Monk was really smart. And, you know, the bottom of the West is even worse than we thought it was going to be. The Clippers are falling apart. I think at some point we're going to see them kind of close up shop on the year. The Trailblazers are just, you know, they would be in the play-in game series at some point. That's how rough it is here. So I think the Lakers are maybe kind of a one-and-done playoff team, and the Celtics could be competitive, but both teams are going to need some help.
Noob says, Nick kind of alluded to NBA not the only thing going on right now besides football. Tennis, I was going to say, has taken center stage, but it hasn't because it's on at like 3 a.m, depending on where you live in the United States. But the Australian Open's going on. Djokovic and that story got all the headlines going into the tournament. But now that we're here, we're in the quarterfinals for the men. Now, obviously, we had Whale on Drew Dinsick last week to talk about tennis, a friend for, you know, of the show, friend of you, obviously, too. But he was mentioning Medvedev was like really like a strong futures position for him, that with Djokovic out of the draw, that was actually like, even though he was the favorite, it seemed very, very likely, just based on how things had shaped up, that he could make it to the end and potentially win the tournament. I'm curious, now that we're in the quarters, do you still kind of see the board that way in terms of it's Medvedev and it's everybody else? Or have things happened during the tournament that's kind of changed, you know, the outlook, basically?
It's been a great couple weeks to be Daniel Medvedev. I mean, all the Djokovic nonsense gave him a chance to kind of focus on the tournament and not have to answer so many silly questions beforehand. the draw comes out, and really anybody who can challenge Medvedev is marooned on the other side of the draw. Djokovic ends up, you know, withdrawing anyway, and Medvedev just continues to roll through this tournament. You know, I'm looking at Bet Rivers and futures are open right now. Medvedev is -106, and you know, it's hard to think of that as value. But as I sit down and try to, you know, put in some of the parlay pieces here for the last three matches, you know, again, he has to win three matches at this point to win the title. I can't get close to that number. I still think there's some value in backing him. I think a lot of that is derived from the fact that Rafael Nadal is still a big name, and for whatever reason is drawing a lot of value here in the market at +250. But I'd be grabbing some Medvedev at -106 to win the tournament, and Matteo Berrettini at 10-1. I think he is likely the player to come out of that top half. I think he wins his match. If he does get Nadal there in the semifinals, I think that's a win for him as well. So if you haven't already, make sure you scoop up some Medvedev, and I'd sprinkle a little Berrettini there at 10-1 on the men's side.
I'm literally going to do that while you're answering this next question, Noobs, which is about the women's side of the draw, where Ashley Barty is the favorite. What are some money-making opportunities there?
It's been tough on the women's side as well. You know, we always talk a lot about in the tennis community that the women's side of the draw is much more wide open. And not that, you know, Barty is as good as Medvedev, but she continues to just blow through this field. She has only been broken once in this tournament, and I believe once in the season so far. She's -125 to win the tournament, which looks, you know, more correct to me than it does incorrect. Iga Swiatek, the young Pole at +350, is the second favorite, and I would honestly have her much shorter than that. You know, similar to Medvedev, she's down in the bottom part of the draw where there really isn't anybody to bother her. I think she wins her quarterfinal match comfortably, will be a solid favorite in the semifinals, and at +350 in that final, you could probably either buy out with a bet on Barty at that point, or I think you're holding a great number on a young player who at her best day can beat just about anybody. So I would say from a futures perspective there, get yourself a little bit of Iga Swiatek, the young Pole. She's second favorite at Bet Rivers at +350.
Noobs, in about 60 seconds here, give us some match bets that you like, and like, you know, maybe specify whether they're like tonight, Tuesday morning, Tuesday night. I know the timing is obviously very bizarre, but for people who want to tail these, which they probably will want to, just what are a couple bets coming up here in the next minute that you really got your eye on it in the Australian Open?
Yeah, a couple quick matches here. Again, we're down to only eight, but Matteo Berrettini, it should be Tuesday morning, East Coast time, around 4 a.m. Again, it won't be any earlier than that. So you might, you know, might go a little bit late. Maybe you get up with your coffee at 5:36 and watch a little tennis. Matteo Berrettini, you can take the -182, put that in a parlay. I'm actually going to lay the -2.5 games here. I'm seeing from our friends at Bet Rivers. I still think he's being really undervalued. He was second place finisher at Wimbledon, has a great serve on these quick courts. It should be a good spot for him. On the women's side, again, some pretty tough matches here. But I think if you look at the Alizé Cornet Danielle Collins match, grab some Cornet, +4.5 games, maybe sprinkle the money line at +230, and then hit the over there at 20.5. I think that's going to be a long competitive match, and the young French woman Alizé Cornet has a chance to upset Danielle Collins, who has been kind of running on fumes here and winning more with screaming than playing tennis the last couple days.
Is Alizé Cornet one of the great names in the history of sports, or like humanity?
It's not terrible.
I'll send you a list, Nick. There's some pretty spectacular tennis names. I'll send you a list, and maybe we'll run through some of them next time.
All right. That's our guy, Noobs. Noobs, you're the best. Promote all the stuff you got going on very quickly here in like the next like 30 seconds, please.
Yeah, make sure you follow me on Twitter at _Noobs. I host Brown Bag Bets Monday through Friday. We are your daily dose of quick hit handicapping, myself and Andy Molitor. A BetUS NBA show Monday, Wednesday, Friday, if you're specifically into that. And then every week, a bunch of tennis content, whether it be Eat Sleep Tennis or the Net Worth Pod. Again, you can find it all on Twitter at _Noobs. Nick's favorite Twitter handle.
It's growing on me. @_Noobs. Noobs, we love you, brother. Good luck with all the bets. I placed all of them, so hopefully all those tennis bets are going to win, especially on Alizé. And we will talk to you soon, my friend.
See you guys.
Yeah, the great Noobs joining us on the show. I literally bet all those, and I took the futures, too.
Yeah, Berrettini. Apparently a lot of money to be made on Berrettini.
Okay, 10-1. I bet it. So there you have it. On the other side.
Leave a dirty.
Yes. There's another one for you. On the other side, we'll talk some P-squared, B-squared for Championship Sunday. Until then, adios.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.